This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reiberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Do you know that oral health is a fundamental part of optimal health in your physical body? Do you know that teeth problems can also be linked to heart disease and that there are deep psychological messages that when you have teeth problem, your mouth is trying to tell you? Do you know that gum problems are an indicator of a weakened immune system or even the presence of a chronic degenerative illness? Wow. The reason I chose this, and I should say welcome, thank you for joining me. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reiberger, and the topic of today's show is teeth and gum problems and the hidden messages behind those problems and what your body is really trying to tell you. I chose this topic because, interestingly enough, over the last couple months in the readings that I've been doing, I've had a large number of people who are dealing with teeth and gum problems. And as I've been working with them, I'm starting to realize, you know, everybody's a gift to me. They teach me so much. But I'm beginning to realize that a lot of the teeth and gum problems, while we certainly attribute them to something that's happening in the physical body, maybe too much acidity, it may even be a lack of saliva that can cause it to happen. But we really look at teeth problems and gum problems from a physical standpoint, and yet the reality I found as a medical intuitive is they really reveal a lot about our mental state and our emotional state as well. So what I'm going to be doing in this show today is I'm going to be talking about the gum and teeth problems from the standpoint, of course, starting out physically, but I really want to share with you how, as a medical intuitive, I actually map teeth and gum problems in the chakra system, and then also share with you a lot of the psychological hidden meanings and messages that I found as a medical intuitive really are underlying the reason why we have the health problems with our teeth and our gums. So I'm going to be talking about that. I'm also going to be sharing different daily habits that you can just put into your lifestyle. It doesn't take a lot, but that you can put into your lifestyle that can deal at a physical and psychological level to be able to actually either heal or prevent or eliminate altogether this gum disease and then also teeth problems. So that's really what the gist of the show is going to be. And again, it really is in alignment with the energy that we're dealing with right now from the standpoint that we really are finding it difficult, or even the awareness is coming forward that to recognize that we have a difficult time expressing who we really are. There's a lot of contamination that really undermines us in what we say and how we say things, and most important, what we say to ourselves. So the energy is certainly a time for us to gain clarity on what needs to change. And the mouth is really the messages from the soul that is telling us how to see ourselves differently and to act differently and to allow that authentic nature of who we are forward in the words that we speak, rather than basically just regurgitating and speaking other people's truths rather than our own. And I found as a medical intuitive that that comment alone with regurgitating other people's opinions, expectations, and their thoughts around things creates the underlying physicality of halitosis itself. So I think you're going to find it a very interesting show because it's going to be more holistic in perspective. On top of that, I'm actually going to be taking your calls. So if you have a question for me about today's topic or about your health, then what I'd like to do is invite you to call me at 877-230-3062. That number's good, of course, in the U.S. and for Canadian international callers. If you need an international calling code, then please just enter it before you dial 877-230-3062. 3062. I also wanted to let you know I'm really excited about a new class I'm going to be offering in El Dorado Hills on October 19th, 2013, from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. The name of the class is Our Celestial Helpers. And in this class, I'm going to be teaching how to enter into conversation with your helpers, how to discern the message that they're sending you, and then sharing kind of an overall picture of how these celestial helpers really can serve us and what we can do to help them serve us more effectively. I was actually, this was a download that came to me, so I feel very privileged in being able to present this class, is that it was a download that came to me in a quiet time that I kept hearing this message from the heavens basically saying, let us help you. And I thought, well, of course, I would like to have help. And they said, well, we will certainly help you, but we really feel that it's important that if you understand us and you understand how we work, how we serve, and how we communicate with you, then we can become more effective and you can become more receptive in being able to hear the messages that we're sending that will expand your consciousness. And what that means is that we'll stop seeing our life events just from the physical perspective, and we'll see it from that psycho-spiritual perspective as well. What they have told me is that the question that they basically ask when they came to me is why is it as humans do you not ask the question that you most desire to act? And it's like, hello, who is this? Who's asking this question? And they said, it's the celestial helpers. Why do you as humans not ask the questions you truly desire to ask? And it's like, I don't know that. I mean, I think that I am, and I know that with others, they think that they are asking the right question. But really, when we do ask the right question, then the manifestation of the answers to free us from that mental blockage that we have or that physical insecurity that we're experiencing or something in our body literally melts away. So they said, we need to do a class, Carol, and we'd like you to be able to be the one to help facilitate that. And I kind of chuckled because it wasn't so much that I was so adept at working with guides and angels and archangels and, you know, the power angels and then also the oracles and the guardian angels and so forth. It was like I'm kind of a neophyte, honestly, in that area other than just doing it energetically. And they said, well, that's perfect. That's what we really wanted to have you share is we want you to share it from that soul, insightful, energetic perspective rather than just sharing what has already been written. So it's going to be a heck of a class. So if you live in the Sacramento area or you're willing to travel to the Sacramento area of Northern California, I invite you to go to my website, www.ritberger.com. You'll find information. Click on the slide, Our Celestial Helpers. You'll find information on the class, all the logistical information, and then a synopsis of what I'm going to be offering, plus some of the topics that I'm going to be covering, always knowing that those topics are a place to start and that all the participants and all of your helpers that you bring to the class are going to probably take us in many, many different directions. So again, for more information and even to register, go to my website, www.ritberger.com. Well, let me begin by saying that the mouth is actually the barometer of the body's total health. Teeth problems, specifically tooth decay, is an indicator that the body is actually suffering from some chronic degenerative condition. In fact, the state of the teeth can really reveal a lot of things. For example, flat and worn out teeth are the sign of stress. Cracking, crumbling teeth are the sign of gastroesophageal reflux disease, also called GERD, much easier. So when you have that, what is basically with the acid reflux is it's breaking down the enamel, that protective coating in the teeth, and it's actually going in and causing that to crumble. And it's causing the pulp, the real life part of the tooth itself, to become decayed and to generate. Also, crusting on the teeth can be a sign of respiratory disease, such as chronic bronchitis, asthma, and even aspiration pneumonia. Gums growing over the teeth can be a sign of medication problems. Pervasive tooth decay can be a sign of diabetes or heart disease. So when you're looking at the teeth, it's really important to remember that the teeth are similar to every other organ in your body in the sense that they too require a constant blood supply. And if they don't get that adequate blood supply, then what happens is they decay and they can even die. When a tooth isn't healthy and have that adequate blood supply, then the enamel itself becomes weakened. And then the bacteria that is put into the mouth based on foods, and those foods include sugar, they include processed foods that have all the refined kind of simple carbohydrates, all of those things create a bacterial effect on the tooth itself, which comes into the form of plaque, and that plaque literally becomes a perfect breeding ground for that bacteria that causes tooth decay to start to run awry, and then it can impact the well-being of the teeth itself. Tooth decay actually isn't a natural process, or it isn't even a natural part of the aging process itself. But instead, if you think of tooth decay as a bacterial disease, and when this bacterium enters into the bloodstream, what it does is it can cause other problems in the body. And one of the first places that this bacteria associated with teeth and gum disease actually comes in, and the first area that it enters into where it starts to be dispersed through the body is through the heart itself and the pulmonary aspect of it, the descending aorta, which then affects a lot of other organs in the body, and then also the fact that it is the heart can cause heart disease. So when we go in and we look at this bacteria process, we really need to realize that there are three common causes for this tooth decay to take place and this bacteria to be able to do its, you know, kind of dastardly deed and everything. And those different three common causes are the presence of this bacteria, again, tied to diet, the availability of sugars for the bacteria to feed on, again, goes back to diet. However, psychologically, it goes back to needing and craving something sweet in life to the point where we engage in behavior that tends to have an addictiveness about it, has a feel good about it, but from an addictive perspective. So there's a little tweak on the psychological aspect. And then the third common cause is that the vulnerability of the tooth decay itself because of the erosion and the breakdown of the enamel itself over the course of time. Poor nutrition and poor oral hygiene are certainly major factors in most cavities, but there are some other extenuating circumstances that I found when I was doing the reading, and then also in the research that I found, is that some people tend to be just too acidic in the pH of their body, and that means that their saliva is too acidic, which the acidity in combination with the bacteria can eat away at the enamel and get deeper into the pulp of the tooth in a more in a quicker fashion. So there's the high levels of acidity, and then there's some people who just have a high level of bacteria that's present in their mouth, and we're beginning to understand that people that tend to have this high level of bacteria in their mouth, that it's actually an indicator of a weakened immune system. Another factor that the mouth that can affect the overall health is something called periodontal disease or gum disease. It's one of the most prevalent chronic diseases that we have that's going on right now, even above diabetes. There's an estimated 98% of Americans, especially over the age of 60, that has some form of gum disease. And again, we're not really blaming it to the aging process, but what we're doing is that we're seeing that it really is an indicator that as people age, there's a natural tendency to need more sweets, to actually eat more sweets because of the fact that their mitochondria, the energy burning part of the cells, aren't as vital as they used to be. Maybe they've even declined within the cell itself and its numbers. And as a result, it requires more sugar or more simple carbohydrates in order to be able to give those cells the energy they need in order for the body to have the vitality that it needs. So again, the aging process in this case has some impact on the teeth itself. But again, people who are over 60 who have diets that include complex carbohydrates, a lot of vegetables and a lot of fruits itself, and then also managing the protein, seem to have very, very healthy teeth and have those healthy teeth until the day that they transition. There's also been another change that's taking place, and that change really has to do with the fact that we've come a long way in the way that dentistry actually works with the teeth. It used to be a long time ago, I'm kind of aging myself, that what would happen is when the tooth had a decay in it, then what they would do is they would drill the tooth down and almost hollow it out. And at the point in time, they were using mercury that's really managed very much at this point in time in the way dentistry works. But they would pack that tooth with a metal filling that basically didn't have any give. And the tooth is a very pliable organ itself. So what happens is you push all this metal, you kind of ream out the inside, push this metal in there, and what it does is the fragments of the tooth that are on the outer edges don't have that flexibility within the pulp of the tooth that's associated with the nerve, and then ultimately what they do is they crack and they break, and then if there's too much acidity, that even quickens the process itself. So what we have is with all the development of the new dentistry techniques, also the toothbrushes, and even the toothpaste we have at this time, what we've seen is that there's actually been just a huge result, and we're actually just in a new science, a scientific study around dentistry with these combination of things, that just 8% of adults will ever develop severe gum problems based on the way dentistry was and the way that we were brushing our teeth and the toothbrushes themselves. The first indicator of gum disease is a presence of gingivitis, which occurs when the gums actually become red and puffy, and they'll bleed when you brush or floss your teeth. But gingivitis is also a sign that there's other underlying health problems such as digestive issues. One of the things that people who have Crohn's disease tends to have digestive issues, of course, and they tend to be more prone to gum disease, whether it's gingivitis or it actually evolves into a periodontal disease, which is what we call gum disease itself. Also, too much stress in a person's life. If a person is prone to allergies, also can impact the well-being of the gums. And like I mentioned before, an extreme acid-alkaline imbalance, that's an indicator of a weakened immune system and can even be an indicator of heart disease. Some of the indicators of how gum disease is affecting the body is that if you have sores in your mouth that doesn't go away within 2 weeks, that definitely is a trip to the dentist to be able to go back in and ensure that you are not experiencing some form of oral cancer. Also, gum disease that's extremely painful. The gums are inflamed and coated with an actual gray mucus, sometimes accompanied by a fever, maybe excess saliva, and then we get into the bad breath, can be an indicator of heart disease, specifically Vincent's angina. Also, swollen red gums around the base of teeth can be an indicator of the chronic degenerative disease of arthritis and rheumatism. The real risk of gingivitis is that if it's left untreated, it will develop into this periodontal disease, which is a condition that causes the gums to recede, and then also bone loss, that's the chronic degenerative aspect of it. And what occurs is then the teeth themselves don't have that gum and the bone to hang on to, and as a result they become loose and they'll even fall out. So when we look at it from the physical perspective, is that we can see that, again, to reiterate, that the mouth literally is a window into the well-being of the body, but it's also an intricate part of the psychological well-being. The messages of the mouth have a lot of different depth to the message they're sending, and I'm going to share that in just a moment, and then when I come back in segment two. But I would like to go in right now, and let's take Mona from Kansas City. Hi, sweetie. How can I help you?
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm very good. Oh, and you know what? You are better today, aren't you, sweetie?
I am. I was so excited to see your topic today. I don't know if you recall, but I had really, really terrible things going on in my mouth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was exasperated, I think, because I had suffered head trauma as well as a child. And, you know, I've started to heal my mouth. I mean, true healing. And the rest of my body has followed suit. And so I just wanted to offer that to your listeners, so that they don't give up hope, because healing the mouth goes a long way toward healing everything.
It does. It really does. And as you said, on a mental and psychological level, and you know, where we look at that sixth chakra as kind of the windows, the eyes to the soul, that fifth chakra is the messages and the mouth of the soul. And when I said you felt better today, or you felt good today, I should say it that way, because that's how you feel, is that you have made some major changes in how you see yourself. And that is causing you, it feels to me, to talk to yourself differently, to be more supportive. Is that true?
Well, I would say yes, but I want to add to that, that I've heard you say in the past that, you know, you can start getting better at any level, meaning, you know, physical, spiritual, mental, what, you know, pick one. And I so happened to really begin seeing progress when I dealt with it on a physical level. And then you're right, it just blossomed into the other elements as well. Mm-hmm. And kind of the physical level is almost the last place I would have started.
Oh, excuse me for laughing, but I'm laughing with you because I can so relate to that. Most of the time it's like, oh, I have a body? Okay.
Yeah.
You can relate to that, can't you?
Absolutely. But I'll tell you, I mean, and my mouth problems were in the very, very severe category. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you think about it, you know, your teeth are holes in your head, and I was losing my teeth. Mm-hmm. You know, and I really felt like I had holes, you know, in not just my mouth, but in my skull, in my, you know, the whole right side of my body was shrouded almost. Right. And now I mean, I've had so much relief. I think it, you know, it, part of it's inflammation. Part of it, you know, I think I, you know, there was some infection going through my body, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, and I just, I'm clearing everything up, and it's made such a difference. And, you know, I just, and if I could put it, I started a blog recently. It's called Head Trauma News. And, you know, I'm talking about, you know, everything that has to do with neurology. And in my view, that includes their teeth.
Absolutely. And you know what? Congratulations, because what you're doing is you're bringing your voice forward in a way that it can be heard. And what I mean by that, Mona, is that anybody can read your blog, and what they're going to do is they're going to find a word or a message that they need at that time. So you really are doing your soul's work, sweetie.
I kind of feel like I am. I, you know, it's just a matter of not getting discouraged for, you know, having one like and it's me.
Yes. I can relate to that one also. And then also there's that other part of it that, you know, you do that and it's done out of bringing expression to who we are and wanting to help and everything. And then once in a while, if you're like me, it's like, is anybody out there kind of listening? Is this going anywhere? And then it's like, okay, something inside goes, well, that's it. We need to clean that out. So anyway, but thank you for sharing that with people, because the energy right now is about that clearing. It is about that hope. And to realize, as you so eloquently said, even though you were paraphrasing me, you personally eloquently said it is that we can heal ourselves no matter where we are in the process of the decay, decline, or illness in the body. So well said. And why don't you give us your name of your blog again so my listeners can go in and check you out?
Oh, thank you so much. It's called Head Trauma News.
Very good. I'm going to check that out when I get off the air. And thank you for bringing expression and voice to that, Mona. It's really a pleasure.
Carol, thank you. Thank you. You're such an inspiration. I appreciate it.
Oh, you are so welcome. Made my heart smile. I got this big old smile all over, and I just got goosebumps. Woohoo!
All yay! Right,
what I would like to do is, thanks, sweetie, what I'd like to do is let's take a quick commercial break, and then I'm going to come back. I do have some other callers. I'm going to take your call and then also share some of the psychological aspects I found as a medical intuitive in the energetics of teeth and gum problems in relationship to chakras. So stay tuned. I'm going to be right back.
would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month, she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Welcome back. If you're just joining me today, I'm talking about teeth and gum problems and how the messages of the mouth can really tell us a lot about where we are in our physical health, but also that psychological state of well-being can come through in the messages of the mouth itself. I'm also taking your calls, so if you have a question for me about today's topic or about your health, you can call me at 877-230-3062. Of course, that number is good for U.S., Canadian, and international callers. I also wanted to let you know that I just posted my November reading schedule. So if you have been considering spending an hour with me and getting some answers about your health or finding out more about your life or the people in it, or just kind of wondering about what your soul purpose is and maybe some of the soul agreements that you have with people in your life, it's always time. Now is a good time to be able to act. I'm very, very blessed from the standpoint that my readings do tend to book up very quickly once I post them. So you might want to just go to my website, and there'll be a slide on the top of the homepage that says, you know, searching for answers, click here, and it'll take you to the page that will tell you the information. I give you the information about the readings itself, the cost, the type of information, and so forth. And everything is booked online. It's on a first-come, first-served basis. So if you want to know even about this energy and kind of what, you know, October is going to be and how it's going to impact you in November, then please go to my website, www.reitberger.com. I mentioned in the first segment of the show that what I do is, as a medical intuitive, is I really try to bring to people's awareness that what's happening in their physical body may have deeper roots and hidden contributors, psychological contributors, that are things that can be used as part of the healing process itself. So as a medical intuitive, what I do is I try to offer a holistic perspective of what's going on, meaning that I can look at it physically, emotionally, mentally, also the energetics of the body and the spiritual nature, looking for the different blockages or congestion or protrusions, whatever it may be in the energy field, that basically is telling me what is going on in the physical body. And as we heard from Mona in the first segment, is that we can really begin healing on any level, and it actually creates a spontaneous reaction of healing in all the other levels. Many times in our humanists, we want to start at the physical. That's the most obvious, of course. It's a great place to start. But for some people, that just feels too daunting or too overwhelming. So maybe it's just going in and looking at psychological things such as, you know, anger or sadness and seeing if you have those different areas in your life. And the reason that I brought that forward is that in my world as a medical intuitive, sadness can equate to gum disease, and anger can show up in the form of teeth problems. So again, looking at it very, very differently, what I have found that the presence of both teeth and gum disease actually starts with an energy congestion in the third chakra. We consider that to be the personal power chakra. It's where you have, when you connect with that chakra in a healthy way, you have a real sense of who you are and what you're capable of doing. Your self-confidence is housed there. Your self-respect, self-esteem is a part of the dynamics of the third chakra, even though it's actually manifest in the fourth chakra. So that third chakra is a very integral part of the psychological well-being of the physical body itself. And if you don't feel good about yourself, you don't trust yourself, or that you're constantly in a state of confusion or self-doubt, then that's going to show up in the physiology of the body. So if I were to map teeth and gum problems in the energy field using chakras, the origin site of tooth and gum problems actually is third chakra. The secondary site that I find the energy congestion, protrusion, blockages, whatever it may be, depending on the energetic state that the person's body is in the first chakra. And that first chakra is all about survival. It's all about security. It's all about feeling safe. It's all about belonging. And if I map it then to the next chakra, is that I find that gum and teeth problems actually are formed in the fifth chakra. So when I look at the unhealthiness aspect of the gum and teeth problems, I always go to the third chakra, and that third chakra says to me that this person isn't feeling like maybe they have enough information. Maybe they're trying to act too quickly before they can process or assimilate the information. Maybe they're afraid to make a decision because it's going to be the wrong decision. Maybe they're afraid of failing again, and so they're riddled with self-doubt. Maybe they're afraid of speaking up the truth of who they are. Maybe they're afraid of challenging people and other people's thoughts. All of those are indicators of energy imbalances that I find that is at the root, the origin site of teeth and gum problems. Then what I do is when I go into the first chakra, I find that if a person doesn't feel like they have control or feel good about themselves, then they don't feel secure. They don't feel supported. They don't feel like they belong. They feel like they're kind of an outlier of what's going on around them, where they're getting a sense of vulnerability, or they're feeling maybe that they are helpless in making the choices and changes that are needed in order for them to feel good about themselves and their life. And that first chakra is tied to finances, and it's tied to jobs and careers and really the basic part, being able to pay the bills. And when we get into a place where any of those areas are in lack, then what we do is I find that then what we do is we create that perfect energetic process for the body to change its pH, to change the way that it functions, and then we get the propensity for the teeth and gum disease. Now, if we go in and we map the whole process chakra-wise, imbalance, congestion, protrusion, blockages in the third or first chakra will always automatically present themselves in the fifth chakra, which is self-expression. And one of the things that I share in the readings is that when we express other people's opinions or expectations, or we express how we perceive ourselves through other people's opinions and expectations and the conditioning, then what we're doing is we're not in alignment with ourselves. And that causes the messages that come out through the mouth to not be reflective of who we are. They're very acidic. They tend to be extremely judgmental. We feel bad about ourselves, which changes the pH in the body. We're unsure of ourselves. Our voice will crack. Our mouth gets dry. We experience a stress response as a result of it. So when you find yourself with the mouth, you know, really paying attention to the mouth itself, and you start looking at the fact that, you know, you don't have a lot of saliva and all of these other things are happening in your life, then what you can do is you can step away and say, oh my gosh, what I'm doing is I'm really not speaking my truth, meaning I'm really not sharing who I really am. Don't do it in judgment. That's a kind of an important part of this healing of both teeth and gum disease. But don't do it in judgment, but just create the awareness of how you are not being in alignment with yourself. And how do you know that? You're stressed. Your mouth is dry. You have difficulty swallowing. All those things are indicators that what you're about to say or what you just said is not in alignment with who you are. As a result, what you can do is take a deep breath. You're better not saying anything than you are to regurgitate, as I say, somebody else's perceptions, beliefs, and opinions, and to have the time to be able to assimilate, to be able to process, to be able to evaluate, to be able to use your intuition and insight to see the bigger picture, more possibilities. Then when you speak through that third chakra and that authentic part of who you are, now you don't experience stress. Now the words just flow from you. Now the saliva level in the mouth is exactly where it needs to be. So everything is intertwined. So when you speak from the first chakra, you are going to speak words of feeling that you have no control, that you can't seem to make things happen. If you speak words of the third chakra that has to do with, again, expectations around you, then you're going to, your voice is going to change. You're going to use phrases and words that basically say, I don't feel good about who I am. I don't feel like I have control. I'm just riddled with self-doubt. I'm immobilized. I'm stuck. Whatever it may be, you will actually hear those words come out of your mouth. So what that basically is saying is that you're out of balance. And the way that we create that balance is to be able to take a deep breath, to calm the adrenals and the physiology of the body, get it back to that place where it's calm. Take a deep breath. Think about what you're going to say. Find words that can come forward that really feel authentic, meaning that they're really expressing how you feel about something. That will make a tremendous, tremendous difference. So I'm going to jump in a moment and share a little bit more about the dynamics of the psychological parts of teeth and gum problems. But remember that when you get into that unhealthy loop, what comes out of your mouth is you're looping between that third and first chakra, kind of like a dog chasing its tail. And when you start, it might be a little bit fun and you're not really aware of what's going on. But after a while, you get dizzy, you get out of sorts, you want to fall over, and then you start to feel helpless. So there's a good visual for you. I want to jump on right now and let's take Jeanette. Hi, honey, from Texas.
Oh, hi. I haven't been a long time.
It has. How have you been?
Oh, there's all kinds of drama going on right now.
Oh, honey, I know. Let me take a deep breath with you, because I'm sure that every listener that is listening today is going, oh, my gosh, she said something so profound from the very beginning.
I know. It's like, what's going on? Everybody in the family's got something going on.
Everybody. But, and really emotional stuff, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Yep.
But,
yep.
Okay, to narrow this down, well, I'm still having my pain, but we're not going to cover that right now. My mom fell down 2 weeks ago. She's 88.
Yep.
And we've been getting 24-hour care. I'm just wondering, nothing was broken according to x-rays, but she can't put weight on her leg. She went to sit down in the chair and missed it and fell on the floor. And I'm just wondering, should we keep this up? Is it nursing home time? What happened?
Okay. So what happened is, and to validate, there is no break, there is no fracture. But what it did is it's jarred the spine. And it's jarred the spine to the point where it's actually putting, I'm going to use it energetically first, where it's putting pressure on that pelvic bone itself. And the pelvic floor muscles have been injured and traumatized from the fact that she's very open. She just opened up and she said, Carol, that was just a dumb thing that I did. So it's like she's holding herself hostage to the fact that she should have known better. That's weakening that core of who she is, and it's weakening those pelvic floor muscles, and as a result, they're not supporting her standing. It isn't so much the leg itself and the foot itself as it is those pelvic floor muscles just aren't strong enough, and she doesn't feel like they'll support her, and as a result, they're not supporting her. So that's the first thing is that they're accurate in what they shared with you in information, but what we have is we have this perception in her that she didn't support herself by doing something that she knew she shouldn't be doing. It comes around a lot of different ways. The other question that you asked me, is it time for a nursing home? It is, sweetie. It is. And if you can move into that direction and understand that she doesn't want it, nobody wants to go there. But the reality of it is that she will get the social support that she's looking for. She feels really lonely to me, even though her family's around her. Has she said things like that?
Oh, we know she's a very social person, and when she's by herself, she gets real depressed and doesn't do anything. But now that she got 24-hour care and someone's cooking for her, and, you know, she's not sleeping as much, and she's happier with it.
Right. And that's a step in the right direction. But the thing with the nursing home is the fact that then she'll have that socialization. And then the other part of it is that she's going to have the care that's needed to help her body with the infection. Her body didn't know when she fell exactly what happened, and it triggered an immune system response to the point that hasn't shut down. And one of the things that feels like it's compromising the immune system, I don't mean to sound melodramatic, sweetie, that she's in dire straits, but it's got an inflammatory reaction that isn't shutting down, even though the fall has been, you know, long gone, and her body is actually doing the healing. And that's one of the things that, especially at that age, when a person falls, male or female, at that age, what happens is the immune system actually becomes activated in the injury itself and in the process of healing, but it doesn't shut down, and it can compromise the immune system and actually leave the person more vulnerable to respiratory infection and some of the other things that we find that happen based on a compromised immune system. So, you know, you might want to just kind of take that information, mull it over. You're very, very gifted in your intuition. Mull it over. It feels like you'll get resistance from one person in your family. So be it. It's always been there. And then to really have the dialogue or to start the process of looking at a place where your mom would feel like she would really fit.
Okay. Do you think she'll be able to walk again?
I do. I do. I think that there'll be a need for some physical therapy that can take place.
That's some of that. It's coming through her home.
She did. Your mom. She's kind of a headstrong little thing, isn't she?
To put it mildly.
Yeah, like stubborn on steroids. How's that? Did I get that one right?
Oh, right on target.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, she didn't like the physical therapist because she didn't know why she was having it. I mean, they said, okay, you fail, you're going to have physical therapy. But it's like, okay, I don't fully understand this. And your mom is like, I need to understand this, what's going on. And so, again, if she got into a place where she liked the environment, liked the people, and worked with someone with physical therapy or stretching or some of the things that they can do, oh, absolutely, she will be up and running again. We do need to be very mindful of the immune system itself and to keep her healthy at that level. Because that could be, and it is for many, the thing that basically will undermine her health to the point where she won't be as vital as she used to, honestly, sweetie.
Yeah, well, we just found out about it, kind of a genetic mutation thing that's going on in the family.
Interesting. Well, that explains kind of what I'm picking up with this one family member. So bluntly, are they in denial?
Which family member?
Well, go and look at all of them. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Go and look at all of them and look at the one that tends to be the most resistant. This person is really afraid. This information about the genetic stuff has really got this person afraid, and they're digging in their heels.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah,
you have a sister, don't you?
Two out of the five of the generations have had this test, and we're trying to get the rest tested, and I don't know which one, you know.
Good. That's a great place to go. That's a great way to do it.
Thank you.
I know. Well, thank you. And so good to hear your voice again. Oh, my gosh. I've been, you know, you've been popping through my mind lately. So here we are.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I did send you a follow-up from the last one, but I didn't know if you ever got it.
Okie dokie. I did not. Would you like to update me again?
Well, if I can find it on my computer, I will re-forward.
Well, and if you can't, then just write me a new one and let me see. I actually was doing some mail server changes, and evidently some of these things fell through the cracks. So, you know, send me an email and update me, sweetie. Thank you for calling me.
Thank you. Very
much a pleasure. So what I want to do is I want to talk a little bit more before I end the show, is I want to talk a little bit more about some of the psychological messages that I've personally found as a medical intuitive behind teeth and gum problems. Some of these messages are that there's an inner conflict over an issue, that a person feels absolutely immobilized to be able to make the changes that are necessary to bring a to bring back balance and stability in their life. There's a fear of speaking out for themselves that can come from conditioning where we're told at a very early age, listen, I don't want to listen to what you have to say. You're better seen than not heard. A lot of metaphor there. It can go back to something very innocuous as a teacher in school when you're talking and the teacher says, I told you to stop talking. Something like that that has an emotional charge actually is remembered in the gums themselves. And it makes it very difficult for a person to speak up for themselves or to be able to express their needs and their desires. I also find that a person is trying to act on something without taking the time to evaluate the information or even taking enough time to really evaluate how that information and the choices they make and the actions they take are going to impact them not only in the short term, that's the teeth, but in the long term, that's the gums. And so what they do is they act more from a responsive state or a reactive state instead of taking the time to actually think it through, spend the time they need to get that emotional balance between the mental and emotional. And then when you act and get that clarity and you act on that clarity, then what you find is that the actions that you take actually attract back to you what you desire versus attracting back to you the same old yada yada that you've had over the course of your life. Also, I found that the person struggles with self-confidence issues and they tend to be prone to low self-esteem. Now, as a medical intuitive, I don't find low self-esteem actually in the third chakra. I find that in the fourth chakra, in the heart area. Low self-esteem can be disappointment with ourselves, sadness around, you know, that we're not following our dreams. It can be regrets. It can be grief. It can be guilt that I find. And I can even find worry that can undermine our self-esteem and cause it to be low. But when I look at self-esteem from that self-confidence, if we're not confident about who we are and what we're doing, which may be something as simple as just stepping back and really looking at the situation and not just jumping in and repeating the past, but really taking the time to be able to look at it wholly and then to be able to act on it with clarity, that's very, very important. And the reason for that is that all we do is find ourselves in the same pickle, the same dilemma, get that same bitterness and sourness that we have or those negative emotions about how we feel about ourselves. And voila, we have the perfect storm psychologically for teeth and mouth issues. Also, I find that the negative emotions that a person has been living with, that they've actually formed some negative attitudes about their lives. And so, again, here's this sourness and this bitterness and this sense of loss of sweetness of life. And when we feel that psychological loss of sweetness of life, then what happens is that we tend to soothe ourselves through emotional eating. And rarely will we find that emotional eating is around eating celery and carrots. It's usually around eating donuts and candy. So again, going in and looking at the attitudes that you have toward yourself and the attitudes that you have toward your life, and the energy of 2013 at this time in particular is really saying to you, you know, just take the time to look things over, to get the clarity, break it down to the most minute clarity that you can get, and then act on that clarity instead of trying to do all of it at one time. Another thing that I found is that the person has no sense of security, so consequently they find themselves in a continual survival, lack of self-confidence cycle, which is that 3-1-3-1 in the chakras that I talked about, that's like that dog chasing its tail. Also, I found that there's a pronounced sense of vulnerability and weakness along with considerable grief over insufficient nurturing when a person was growing up. The informative years from birth to 13, that is the most healthy, can be the most healthy years of our life psychologically, both mentally and emotionally. And if we don't have that, or we didn't have that nurturing and that support from our mother in particular, then what we do is I find that in the course of doing my work is that lack of support shows up in gum disease, chronic gum disease, even if it means coming and going gum disease, where some comes up as gingivitis, you act on it, or periodontal disease, it's taken care of and then it reoccurs, is that I'm finding that that erosion of the gum itself is basically feeling not supported, which ultimately can mean that the gums themselves degenerate to the point where they will not support the tooth itself. Right gum problems I found is an indicator of issues around trust with other people. Left gum problems, I found that it has a lot to do with lack of trust with ourselves. A person is actually suffering from lack of self-respect, not trusting themselves. They're mentally plagued with self-doubt, and they have concerns about their ability to make good decisions. And that can be fed over the course, again, those impressionable years from birth to 13, those years where it's being pointed out to us that, wow, that was a real stupid decision that you made, or that was a dumb decision that you made. All of those things, stupid, dumb, words like that, or, you're certainly not mentally sound as you need to. We have a whole bunch of metaphors that we use that are really quite cruel, but all of those metaphors are stored in the teeth themselves. And when the tooth starts to break down, then the gum starts to break down. So the left gum problem is really a lack of self-trust. Gingivitis is feeling powerless and vulnerable in an overwhelming and hostile world. The periodontal disease I've found is that the person is feeling plagued by anger and their inability to act on the changes that are necessary to reconnect with themselves and to create new opportunities. One of the easier ways to say that is that the person is too much in their head, and what's in their head is not offering them accurate information, clear information, viable information, reliable information, and as a result, the person becomes basically paralyzed in that fear that they're going to make the wrong decision, and then that makes it feel hostile, and if they do, then the hostility is, and that anger, again, remember, anger is tied to the gums itself. That anger shows up in the gum disease. Teeth problems. They feel like they're being forced to deal with unresolved issues around responsibility. I've also found that they feel like they've lost their vitality and they don't have the aggressiveness that they need in order to make things happen. They don't allow themselves to break things down for analysis and to spend the time in that choice making. Right teeth problems are that they're having difficulty speaking up for themselves. Left teeth problems is they're having difficulty bringing expression to their intuitive insights. And then as a result, they become frustrated with themselves. So again, goes on and on and on. But my desire in sharing this information from that psychological standpoint and some of the different things that I found as a medical intuitive and the chakra mapping is that you can step beyond that physicality of who you are and you can really look at this from a bigger perspective. Some of the healthy daily habits are really quite obvious, but I want to touch on some. Eat foods that are going to reduce inflammation because the inflammation is part of the breakdown of the gums itself. It's also the breakdown of the enamel of the tooth, and it can leave the immune system weakened to the point where there's vulnerability to inflammation that can lead to heart disease and chronic degenerative diseases itself. So what you want to do is fruits that are low, naturally low in their own fructose, and then also eating rich, green, rich vegetables. And then also you want to focus on your cholesterol, eat a diet that focuses on increasing good HDL and reduces bad HDL, because if you improve your cholesterol levels, you improve the health and well-being in the mouth itself. Avoid high-cooked temperature foods. Of course, avoid sugar and high glycemic foods that actually spike and impact blood sugar levels. And then some of the things psychologically is to speak kindly to yourself. I mean, if you're going to say something negative to yourself, I always say to people, just zip it. You know, don't say those things to yourself. And if you do, then forgive yourself for saying it and then zip it. And then if that doesn't work and you say and you ruminate and it's the same old thing, I know one of the things with my personality color is that what we do is if I do something that I didn't think through and I did reactionary and it turns out to be the wrong decision, oh my gosh, I don't need any enemies to point out that I have done something stupid. I will literally just eat and feed on myself and ruminate on it. Well, that was stupid. And then my mind comes in and helps me and says, well, you remember when you did something stupid at 3 or 4 or 5 or 6? Oh my gosh, 7 was really a stupid year in your lifetime. And what happens is that I get caught in that unhealthy 3-1, 3-1, 3-1 that changes the dynamics, not only psychologically, but in the physical body itself. And now I am just not being kind to myself. I'm sour, I'm bitter, and the drama goes on and on. So give yourself the time to think about things. And then also give yourself time to engage in creative activities, because really in having that change of pace from the mental stressful process of dealing with your life mentally and doing creative things, it is so alkaline. It's one of the best things that we can do to restore the pH in the physical body. So what Edgar Cayce said in his readings over and over again is that if you want to change the process of disease in your body, alkalize, alkalize, alkalize. I always say if you want to change the well-being or lack of it in your mouth with your teeth and your gums, create, create, create. And what you'll do is you'll find balance with that in self. With yourself. And then also do some mild form of exercise on a daily basis, such as walking. You know, they're really not difficult things, are they? They're just simple things that we can do. Sometimes we work a little bit harder, but there's things that we can do. Thank you so much for joining me. You have a wonderful week. I'm going to see you next week on the radio. Light and love.
You've been listening to the Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com. See you soon.